Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Woo! Today in the studio, I'm here with Mae Young.
Morena, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very excited to have you here. Maybe you could introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, so hi everyone. My name is Mae Young Kumar. I am 19 years old and I go to AUT studying journalism and radio. And yeah, I'm also a singer-songwriter. So today I'm going to be singing to you guys some original songs, some released, some unreleased. So you guys will have some new stuff to listen to.
Yeah, stay tuned, everybody. What's the first song you got coming up for us?
Ooh, so this first song is the song that's kind of gotten me to where I am today. It's a very special one, and this one's called Me and You. I hope you guys enjoy. You living off this high. When you're on my mind, oh, I love you. Oh, I need you. Sitting by my side, time just passes by when I'm with you, when I kiss you. Baby, I'm sorry that I didn't meet you sooner. Baby girl, I'll give you love, feed you food, kissing hugs, all is good. Let me show you all the things I can do, just me and you. Just me and you. Ooh, ooh. All mine, it's all mine. There's angels in the sky, yet you're here with me tonight. And I see your halo and sparkle in your eyes. Roses are blooming when I see you grooving. Instead I say, baby, I'm sorry that I didn't meet you sooner. Baby girl, I'll give you love, feed you food, kissing hugs, all is good. Let me show you all the things I can do, just me and you. Just me and you. I got so much left that I wanna be sharing. Got all these sweaters that you could be wearing. I swear I'm not lying, when I see you smiling I get butterflies and my heart won't stop cheering. I take one look at you wearing that dress, I'm impressed. And now I just wanna caress, you're amazing, so captivating. Girl, I'm trying to catch my breath that you're taking. Cherry red cheeks and sugar coated lips with those hourglass hips. Man, I think I'm a trip. Would you get on a plane or a relationship? Either way, I'll make sure that we both never dip. No matter what season, you stay evergreen. The clouds go away when the sky hears you sing. I'm telling you, girl, you're my everything. Kingdom or not, you'll always be my queen, baby. I'm sorry that I didn't meet you sooner. Baby girl, I'll give you love, feed you food, kissing hugs, all is good. Let me show you all the things I can do, just me and you. Just me and you. Yeah, yeah. Just me and you.
I was feeling some harmonies in there, but then you were doing like all the runs, and I was like, so that is beautiful.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Are you trained like musically? Did you do it in high school or anything?
Yeah. I mean, so I was self-taught in guitar, but then yeah, I did pick it up in high school, and I was taught by an amazing teacher. Shout out to Mr. Strickland if you're listening. He was my guitar teacher, vocal teacher, Miss Hannah. Yeah, I also picked vocal lessons up during high school as well, and yeah, I haven't looked back since. It's great. Yeah,
that's wonderful. Is that how you kind of got into music? Was the support of your teachers and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, support of teachers and friends was a big thing, but I think since I was born, I've been into music. My parents are big music heads. Mom used to sing in a band back in Fiji.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Dad used to listen to a lot of hip hop and stuff. So I kind of just grew up around like music, I guess. So, yeah,
That's so cool. So your parents have never been like, no, you can't do music.
No. So yeah, they've like always been supportive, which I'm like really grateful for. It's a really blessing like feeling.
Yeah, that's so cool. So those lyrics were kind of heartbreaking as well. Did they come from real life experience? Are they like stories that you make up? How do you kind of write your music?
It's a bit of both. Because I started songwriting at a young age, I didn't have a lot of that relationship experience. And so you see a lot of movies and TV series and stuff like that, and you kind of just, you know, you want to be those ones where they kiss in the rain or they stop the girl from leaving at the airport, that kind of thing.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah, you kind of just, what do you call it? Pick up all those little inspirations, and that's how I like wrote this song as well. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of shows were you watching?
I mean, there's a lot of Bollywood films.
Really?
Yeah. If people know Shah Rukh Khan, SRK, King Khan. Yeah, he's like the romance king right
there.
That
is so funny. I used to watch Doom with
my
friends.
Yes, sir.
And my friend was like, Jade, you just got to screw in the light bulb instead of dancing. And I was like, all right, girl.
That's how I've been getting through life. Yeah.
Just screw in the light bulb, everybody.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I was like secretly watching Glee as well. My mom was like,
you're
not allowed to watch Glee. And I was like, are you sure? And then I was trying to like figure out how to pirate it at like 10 years old.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's so cool. Maybe I'm excited to hear your next song.
Okay. So the next song I'm going to be singing is a song that I've written with my band, November Falls. Big shout out to you guys, David Sua, Rashil Kumar, and Xavier Savage and Mickey. I wouldn't have been able to write the song like without them. Yeah, another special, important song. I love it so much. So I give this a go. This one's called Attached.
Pop on my phone and I can't seem to ignore.
I'm afraid that we'll lose touch. Live our lives like it's a rush. Same place, different times. Think I'm in too deep tonight. I don't wanna get used to this. I don't wanna get used to this. Tell me why I can't let go of you. I'm just waiting. I'm contemplating. Reciprocating. I'm just so lost and so confused. Taking, my heart is breaking. Just when it's fading, I seem to find my way to you. So attached to you. Forgotten by someone I'll never forget. Nah, I'll never forget. Waiting, I'm contemplating, reciprocating. I'm just so lost and so confused. Taking, my heart is breaking. Just when it's fading, I know I'm so attached to you. Attached to you. Ah. Attached to you.
Woo-hoo! Oh my gosh. Those runs are insane. The little falsetto.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I aim to make catchy songs. It's just a habit. Like, mm-hmm. Songs that get caught in someone's head, you know, they sing it for ages and they're like, oh, who's this? You know, what, you know, this melody is so good and stuff like that. So like, a lot of my songs have that repetitive kind of Yeah.
Wow. So what would you describe your genre as, do you reckon?
Ooh, I've been thinking about that for so long.
It's honestly
Exactly. I mean, it's like being a music student, I have to have inspiration from everywhere. And yeah, that doesn't limit me to listen to like one specific genre. Like I love listening to all genres, jazz, R&B, pop, hip hop and stuff. And so I incorporate all of those elements and things into my music. So it's really hard to say like, oh, I'm just an R&B artist. I'm just a pop or funk.
Fair enough. Because, I mean, I study music as well.
Right.
Like, you have to take inspirations from everything, every genre, and like being able to be appreciative of every genre is something that I think we should aim for, you know, because there's cool elements in everything, even if, like death metal's not your favorite genre, but they have some cool ways that they organize their drums.
I mean, they're one of like the best shredders ever if you're like looking to like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got to take that. Wow. Yeah, wisdom.
So, I mean, I would just say, if I was to say anything, I would say a pop artist. But yeah, like, again, it would just mean everything. You'd hear a bunch of everything in my music. So.
And what's your band called again? You said you have a band.
Oh, I don't even think I named them. November Falls. Shout out to you guys. Love you.
November Falls.
Yeah.
Cool. So how long have you guys been together?
We started, I think, 2019. Again, like a high school band. Mm-hmm. We formed together just to participate in those competitions like Smoke Free, Rock Quest, Tongue and Beats and stuff like that. And you have to play at Strange songwriting comps as well. So
amazing.
Yeah, I think it's been about 2-3 years now. Mm-hmm. We all have different... schedule, so it's really hard to get together and play together, but whenever we do, it's amazing.
Very cool. So are you still pursuing that as well as a solo career?
I guess so. I mean, if the boys are still into it, if you guys are listening, get your things together. All right.
We need to get our schedules together. We need to get some Facebook polls.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so funny.
But yeah.
So if you were to songwrite with other people, is your process similar? Like, do you come in with your chords and your melodies and they help you?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. I tend to start with like that one catchy melody. So I'd be like noodling on the guitar, just finding out some things. And then, once I've got the melody, I kind of hum out like some lyrics. And freestyling is like a big thing. A big part of songwriting. Yeah. You just say some random whatever.
Yeah.
Try to make it make sense. And then, there goes another song. Yeah.
One of my voice teachers was like, just freestyle. And if you do something that sounds weird, just do it 2 more times. And then it sounds like a song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
wisdom.
I was like, amazing. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
That's very cool. So you'd say the band is mostly your music, but then arranged within a band setting with everybody else helping you.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you got a solid foundation. So
thanks,
I reckon with or without the band, you got it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, let's get into the last song. I'm ready.
Okay.
Do some tonins. Beautiful. Ooh.
There we go. Cool. Last song is a fun song. I really like performing this one. I've actually performed it once for a gig last summer.
This is an exclusive listen, everybody.
Yeah.
This is exclusive.
This one is about mixed signals. So if you guys can relate to that, it's you might enjoy this one. This one's called Green Light.
Look at her style, wanna get her number, I don't even know how. Maybe hear me out, it's not your shape that I'm after. Wanna get to know you, maybe read out next chapter. Your book's closed, but then it opens. I'm trying to read the page, just trying to frame it all in. Writing down your feelings with the ink of my pen. Just when I think about the close, you start to close up again. It's been days, weeks, months, I'm still thinking about how you come. What you're thinking, you gave me all the hits, but I'm still trying to link them. Piecing all the pieces like a puzzle, I'm puzzled, I'm breaking into pieces like I'm Reese's Pieces. I struggle to shuffle the hands of cards that you've handed to me. Are you touching on my body cause you're trying to be flirty or friendly? How about those friends that you mentioned that slid in your DMs? Are you making me jealousy? I fall with the physical touch, so when you link our arms together, girl, you're saying too much for you. But maybe just a little walk to class with a smile before me, baby girl, it's a walk down the aisle. Quit playing with me, with what you're saying to me. You're intoxicated with your personality. Everybody knows you're the girl that every guy wants. I may be wrapped around your finger, but I need a response. It's been days, weeks, and months, I'm still thinking about how you come around and then shut me out. Your eyes ain't true, yet my affection still grew. Don't know what to do, I'm so confused. Patient, the truth. can't you see? I've been waiting for the...
Woo! Oh my gosh. That is... Mixed signals are the worst. Mixed signals, man.
Icky. Yucky.
Just let me know what's happening.
Wow. Exactly.
Well, oh my gosh, we're at the end of your set. Do you have anything to plug?
So yeah, check out my Instagram at Monkey Business, or my music account at Moon Prince Music. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Spotify, of course, Mayank Kumar.
Also, Mayank Kumar, everybody. Also,
while I have the chance to do this, big shout out to Play Strange for actually letting me do this. And I would like to plug in a competition that they're hosting right now, a Youth Town Songwriting Competition. If it wasn't for that comp, me and you wouldn't be a song. So big shout out to that, everybody in high school. If you love songwriting and stuff, put your songs through. And yeah, see where it takes you. You might get up on 95 BFM.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing plug.
Thank you.
Guys may be hearing Mayank on the radio someday, you know?
Wow.
As well. Who knows?
Appreciate that.
But
thank
very
you so
cool.
much.
All right. Well, it was great having you. And that was the end of our segment.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.